This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You excited? We are back in the main. It's Wednesday, the 26th of September, on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, helping ourselves to yet another exciting, important, momentous item in the news, the events of the day. Jennifer, where do we start?
Well, you know, normally I would give you one trending story, but there's just so much going on. So I'm going to give you a quick overview. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Strap in, lock and load. Here we go. All right, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is set to testify with Dr. Christine Ford on Thursday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We now know that the lawyer has been chosen by Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, the leading party, the majority party. And this person will ask questions of both Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, and then each senator will be allowed 5 minutes to follow up and ask questions all on their own. There are 21 members on that committee, so it could take a little while, but each of them will receive the same amount of time. So that is set for Thursday. Whether or not everybody shows up still seems to be in question. Now, Bill Cosby in prison, first night in prison, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison by the judge in Pennsylvania yesterday for the sexual assault of Andrea Constan. He was found guilty on 3 charges of sexual assault. And then President Trump is in the U.S. is at the UN this week. He's at the United Nations. Yesterday, in front of the General Assembly, he gave a speech that very much laid out a philosophy of America first. He took some hard hits at globalism and talked about the importance of patriotism, not just for our country, but for all the countries around the globe. He got a pretty fair shake. Some people liked his speech. Others thought that it could have been maybe a little more typical of what we see at the United Nations. But I think all in all, most people think he gave him good marks for what he said yesterday. Today will be the interesting day, and that's when President Trump sits as the chair at the UN Security Council, and the topic will be Iran. So you can imagine that the rhetoric will be heating up later today.
So there was a big to-do yesterday about people in the audience laughing.
I was just going to say, what was that about?
Was
I didn't really headline. Follow
it's
up.
It's so silly. It was actually, I
thought,
maybe one
totally
of the funniest.
Misdone by the news media.
Yeah, it was actually one of the funniest moments of the whole speech. It happened right at the beginning. And President Trump goes up to the podium and he says, my administration has been the most effective administration. We've gotten the most done, whatever it is, economically or achievements, more than any other administration. And you can hear the crowd kind of go, huh, you know, because he's being Trump. This is the first time a lot of these world leaders are face-to-face with him. And so he kind of did that, and then he goes, oh, well, I don't know, I'd get that reaction. And then everybody laughed because he was having fun with himself. He was being Trumpy up there. And the news media made it seem like the world is laughing at us. That was not what it was at all. I watched the whole thing through. I would tell you if I thought they were laughing, I'd be outraged about it. But it was actually just a silly,
kind of natural, funny moment. Yeah, it was kind of funny. All right, let me understand from your perspective where Macron comes in. He says something about Trump being an isolationist. Now, it would appear, at least the visual, the optics so far between Macron and Trump have been very good. They have been getting along, it would seem, in a really outwardly embracing each other. So yesterday, Macron delivers what is referred to as a strong rebuke of Trump's isolationist message. I didn't get what America stands on its own all alone from Trump. Is that what he was saying? If that was what he was saying, I missed it.
No, probably what he's talking about. And Emmanuel Macron, I think it's really interesting because I think he and Trump are very similar in one way, and that is in how they deal with people. You will hear Trump talk negatively about Iran. You'll hear him talk negatively about North Korea, about China. But when he talks about the leaders, he's always very respectful. He'll say, President Xi, great guy. He's my friend. But what they're doing to us with tariffs, he always has that qualifier. And Emmanuel Macron is doing the same thing. He's saying he likes Donald Trump. They have this bromance. He was the subject of the first state dinner that the Trump administration did. But he doesn't like the fact that Trump is talking tough when it comes to the Paris Climate Accord. He pulled us out. Number two, what Trump said in his speech yesterday specifically is that the United States would no longer just hand out money for people, for other countries to defend themselves. He said, we want to work towards a place to where each country is able to defend themselves. Now, we're still allies. We still come to each other's defense. But America doesn't need to pay the price of taking care of France or taking care of name the country, because we just can't economically, financially do that long term. And so that, I guess, was construed as isolationist. And, of course, France has a lot on the line here because the United States pays a lot for their defense. So that's why he struck back with that tone, I think, yesterday.
Spent a lot of money. All right, let's move along here to a couple of other items that are of interest. People in the news, like Governor John Kasich of Ohio, signing a couple of executive orders to strengthen gun control. One of the aims is to close the gaps in the national background check system. So what would that be? What are the gaps? Anybody know what the
inconsistencies
are?
Well, I think mental health stuff is one of the gaps that fall through.
I think it's
great that he did that, and I also like that he said, look, you know, it's respectful of the Second Amendment, but there's a lot of common sense in this, and I think that's really what so many people, you hear people so far on the right and so far on the left, but everyone else is in the middle, and not everyone in the middle wants to take guns away. I'm fine with people if they want to have a gun, that's fine, but I think that there's a lot of common sense stuff that does need to be done, and I like that, you know, I kind of always have liked Kasich. I have really nothing against him at all.
Kasich is
I think he got a bum rap in the last presidential run there.
Well, he doesn't look like a star. His hair is messy. He's kind of frumpy. But he's having had him on.
How many times did we hear about
his dad delivering
mail and walking up and down? You know, that's I don't know. Maybe Kasich's appeal is lost on me. I don't know.
Okay. So let's stay with the gun thing.
Well, policy-wise, I think he makes a lot of sense, and I think he's a good example of someone who can, you know, reach across the aisle and appease both sides, which we have no one right now who can do that.
All right, the focus on guns. Shareholders of Smith & Wesson, which is the largest gun manufacturer in our country, the shareholders there voting in favor of Smith & Wesson publishing a report documenting violent events associated with their guns. And examining the reputation of their country, of their company, and the damage that their guns have done, and the financial risks the company can face from being involved in shootings. What isn't being reported well, the number of shootings, the guns that are being used, the manufacturer of these guns, are being sued by smart lawyers. And somebody at Smith & Wesson is waking up to the fact that we better be looking at how we are implementing the safety features of the gun, where they're being sold, in other words, following it down. Because in some circumstances, I would even argue that they have no control over who's up. What happens if one person buys a gun, they sell it to another person? They have no control over that. But yet they are still being sued, and there is now danger there. The boardroom says, how are we going to protect the value of our stock? I don't know that they're necessarily that worried about people misusing their product as much as they are worried about the value of their stock. Doesn't make any difference. If some good comes out of this, then all the better. And then there's this guy who runs the 3D printing shop making guns illegally.
That guy. This is the guy who won the lawsuit. He's in Texas. He's the one who won the lawsuit. And then now it's being appealed again, where he can print 3D guns from home, and he can publish it online and all this other stuff. And then charged with sexual assault?
Yeah. Yesterday.
So he shouldn't even have a gun himself, let alone be the guy who's got the blueprints on how to print them from a 3D printer.
The greater story is that people that want blueprints to this gun are going to get them regardless of what this guy does. And the only thing that can give you a little bit of heart in all this, because it's a real threat, you can print anything you want at home now if you have the money to get the printer, is that most of these printers use plastic, and if the gun is fired once without a metal coil, it melts. So as
melts
much
in your hand, not in your mouth.
As much as people are making a humongous deal about it, and believe me, one shot is too many. If somebody's printing weird things at home, I get it. But it's going to melt apart. These are not things that people would be able to do long, serious, long bouts of damage with.
Meanwhile, I spent 2 hours getting my fax machine to work yesterday. So I was just,
yeah, we're going to check you off the list of people.
Yeah,
well,
Doug's not a threat when it comes to that.
Thank you, Victoria, for noting that. Very nicely done. 16 after the hour. Here's something else nicely done. The folks who have the best sleeping facilities. I'm not talking about sleeping on the job. I'm talking about Mike Lindell, the inventor of the My Pillow, coming up with all kinds of great ways for you to save money. Having the best special of the year right now. They're elegant MyPillows. They're all kinds of pillows. You can look at MyPillow.com and see all the different types. There are pages and pages and pages of all kinds of different things that have been developed over the past 12 years that help you get a better night's rest. And they're pretty much all on sale. You can get these elegant MyPillows and save $50 using the DJV code right now. They're $35. And they call them the Giza pillow because they're made with Giza cotton. That's Egyptian cotton. How about that? You impressed that I know that, ladies?
Very
Giza
impressed.
Cotton, the Egyptian
Pretty
cotton.
Much.
And you don't sound it. You just.
Oh, Giza. You're a Giza lover. Interesting.
No, you're saying geezer. I know exactly what you're saying. No, it's Giza. See, you can't do that with me. G-I-Z-A cotton. Thank you very much. My pillow has patented fill that you can throw in the washer, you can throw in the dryer, and you can throw it in your bed and make it fit your head, your neck, whatever it is that you want to have cushioned as you go to bed. That's what you're going to get with all these pillows. Two premium pillows are on sale now, say 55%. The deals are everywhere, all over the site at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the DJV code to save whether you're buying one pillow at the regular price, the second one comes to you free, you're buying sheets, you're buying special pillows, dog pillows, whatever the heck it is, it's all there for the offing and for the taking. Help yourself. MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for fabulous savings.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Change at the hour now in the DJ D program. Victoria, Karen, Doug have the Dave Matthews Band in the musical focus. Let's crank it up for a sec, can we? Very important part of Farm Aid last week. Dave Matthews announcing that the band is going to be embarking on a 10-date arena tour in our country and up in Canada in support of the new album, Come Tomorrow. Remember, Victoria pointed out something that a lot of people don't realize. The way the music industry is now, singers who produce records don't necessarily make a lot of money from the actual sale of the record.
9 cents on an album or something like that?
They got to go out.
Gives them.
Yeah, they got to go out and make their dough in performances. So that's why you hear it seems a lot more of these tours, because I think there are a lot more of them. How much can America support these tours? Well, so far, so good. This one for Dave Matthews starts on the 27th of November in Columbus. 2 nights in New York at Madison Square Garden. And let's see, where else is he going? Uncasville. Well, he's going to be Higgins Sun in Connecticut. Southern New Hampshire University Arena in Manchester, New Hampshire. In Albany on the 5th of December. In the Garden here in Boston on the 7th. In Montreal on the 8th, Philadelphia, Washington, Charlottesville, Virginia. A couple of shows down there before it ends on the 15th of December. So a lot of the shows sold out already. A portion of the proceeds from the hometown shows in Charlottesville will support the redevelopment of public housing in Charlottesville, which is kind of an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? So if you want to buy tickets, general public on sale ticket shows for the shows start Friday, next Friday, the 5th of October. Let's see here. Resale for members of the Warehouse Fan Association, Dave Matthews Band Warehouse Fan Association, starts today and extends till Saturday, then next week for the general public. All right? They'll sell out fast.
Oh, it's for very, sure. Yep.
Very popular. They did a good job with Farm Aid. I saw some of that. I don't know if any of you watched that or not. That was also on Access TV. And it was Willie looking bad, Neil Young looking bad, Mellencamp okay, Matthews looked great. Some of the other stars they had. They had a lot of people in the audience. It was in Connecticut. Willie should hang it up. He just doesn't. He brings his family out to support him. But he looks I mean, this is his pet project, so yeah. He ought to be involved in it, but he doesn't look good.
He did all the interviews and stuff with the press on his bus before, so I think it's important to have him there.
Yeah, he's the heart and soul of it.
Right. Yeah, and he's very, very passionate about the farming causes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that he's there, but I agree. Maybe he's there more in spirit than on stage.
Right. All right, next music will focus on the Rolling Stones, unearthing several live performances for their upcoming release, Voodoo Lounge Uncut, which comes out in November. New project is a concert film live album centered on a reissue of a 1995 TV special that captured the Stones' November 25th, 1994 gig at Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami. On tour in support of their LP, The Voodoo Lounge, the concert famously featured cameos from Sheryl Crow, Bo Diddley, Robert Cray, along with the original concert film, Voodoo Lounge Uncut, will include never-before-seen footage from an earlier concert at Giant Stadium in New Jersey. The bonus material includes five cuts, Shattered, Out of Tears, All Down the Line, I Can't Get Next to You, and Happy. All the Stones didn't play that during the Miami show. So, the Giant Stadium performances will only be available on the video version of Voodoo Lounge Uncut. Both the visual and audio formats will include several unreleased songs from the Miami concert itself. They include Rocks Off, Dead Flowers, Before They Make Me Run, and Monkey Man. Voodoo Lounge Uncut, available to pre-order, be released in several formats. I can't imagine a song being released today called Monkey Man. See how that works. Well, this is an older song, so they get away with it. 28 after the hour here, DJV time.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up, and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people now supporting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were in high school in the early 80s. Lawyers for Ford handed sworn declarations from the four to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of Thursday's hearing on her abuse claims. Kavanaugh denies the allegations.
Today, justice was served.
That's Montgomery County PADA Kevin Steele after Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes. using his fame and fortune.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today, probably by 0.25%. It would be the third rate hike this year. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How's that? Pretty good, huh? You think I can make it as an instrument? Instrument of love and of knowledge. That's what we have going on here. I'm Doug Steffen, instrument of knowledge and love, along with Victoria Keelan, likewise, instrument of love and information. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's Victoria's job to put her mind into motion before her mouth. So let's see how well she does.
Okay. Well, starting in January, there's going to be a big change. If you love Dunkin' Donuts, it will no longer be called Dunkin' Donuts. It will just be called Dunkin'. And so the reason for that is they say 60% of their U.S. sales are actually coffee and beverages and doesn't include any of the donuts or the food that they sell as well. So they're now going to try to expand the brand, and they actually say they're opening 1,000 new U.S. stores by the end of 2020. So they have plans for expansion. They're going to include digital kiosks and a grab-and-go section, a drive-through that lets customers cut the line if they've ordered ahead on the app. Lots of high tech.
Nothing's going to go wrong with that.
And right, really,
one get it out in front of me.
I'm expecting lots of viral videos of fights at Dunkin' now.
Probably, probably. They said they tested this all out in a Pasadena store and that used the shorter name, and they said that I guess the customer feedback was positive. Most people, I think, already
Pasadena is not New England and the Northeast, however. Dunkin' Donuts' home is here.
Right.
People are not going to call them Dunkin'. They're still going to be Dunkin' Donuts.
Everybody already says, I'm going to go to Dunkin's or Dunkin'. People already say that, so it's not that big of a stretch.
When's the last time you went to a Dunkin' Donuts, Victoria?
Kara and I had a Dunkin' tweet war or text war last week.
We had like a virtual Dunkin' Donuts date.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, she went, and then I was jealous, and so I walked to one down the street here. But the thing is, I just...
Yeah, why were you jealous, though? What did you get there?
She was hungry, and I was
rubbing
it in.
Because I was starving, and she sent me pictures of it, and she was at this super cute one at the ocean, and yeah, it was very cute. But
I didn't say, like, Kara, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. I said, I'm going to go to Dunkin'.
I think I use it interchangeably. I think I would say Dunkin' Donuts to start off with, and then maybe Dunkin' after that, because I feel like if I just said Dunkin', people might not necessarily know what I was talking about. But I don't know. I think this is kind of the same way as IHOP and IHOP. People know that IHOP sells other things, but they know it as the name IHOP. They don't want to call it IHOP just because they also sell burgers. I know that Dunkin' Donuts... Yeah, I know that Dunkin' Donuts sells coffee and all these other things. It's not like a secret that they sell that. People go for that all the time. So I don't really understand why they need to change the name. People already know that they sell other stuff.
Well,
it just, I don't know. It seems kind of silly to me.
It is kind of silly. I can speak from the inside to a point. Their headquarters are Canton in Canton, Massachusetts. The first stores were here in Massachusetts. The fellow who used to be the vice president, pretty much running the company, is now the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater. And I found this guy when we were, this is a short story, I'm not going to give you too much of a backdrop, but I was on the board of trustees of my alma mater for 12 years, and I was in charge of two presidential searches. And the last one that we had was aimed at finding someone. I said, I want to find alternative candidates. I want to look at women. I want to look at men. I want to look at people who run businesses. I want to look at people who would bring a different sort of thought pattern to the way the university is run. And so we had one inside candidate who was a wonderful fellow that you've heard me talk about over the years, Jim Troja, who now is the president of Juniata down in Pennsylvania. He was the inside candidate. And the outside candidate was a fellow who had been the vice president of Dunkin' Donuts. And he came to me, excuse me, he's the president. He always wanted to be the president of university. He'd come up the ranks at Dunkin' Donuts, worked there for 23, 24 years, and had done everything except be actually the chief operating officer, but he was really running companies in charge of franchising, all kinds of stuff. And the stories that he would tell about how sophisticated, the reason I told you that whole background story is because one of the things that impressed me and the other members of our committee was how much a detail-oriented person he was. And he was very smart, is very smart. His name is Rob Huntington. And he managed, though, to get the organization to see how fabulous it was for them to be able to promote certain things in certain part of the country. They have not done well on the West Coast. They've tried a couple of times. Now they're trying again to get a foothold. But if you're in Massachusetts or New England or New Jersey, you're in the Northeast, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on every damn corner every street.
Rival Starbucks.
Right. They're on both sides of the highway. They're literally, I think they have a mile. There's supposed to be a mile between one franchise and another, and that's barely doable if you go down many of the, like Route 9 is the non-paying major thoroughfare between Boston and Worcester. I'll bet you there's 100 Dunkin' Donuts on both sides between Boston and Worcester. They're all
I think they do well in the Midwest, too.
Yeah.
I remember years ago reading, you know, they had John Goodman as their voice of all their ads. And he resonates so wonderfully with the entire Midwest, partly because of just who he is and he's so likable, but also because of Roseanne or the old Roseanne. And I think that they have definitely done well, obviously, all through New England, the Mid-Atlantic states, and then in the Midwest. I know down south, Krispy Kreme still has a foothold down there.
Krispy Kreme big.
When my brother went to college in Charleston, South Carolina, when he first met his neighbor, he said, "Oh, do you guys have a Dunkin' Donuts around here?" And the guy was like, "No, but we've got Krispy Kreme." So
yeah.
My brother was disappointed that he didn't have Dunkin's
for
4 years.
Well, Krispy Kreme's donuts are made
so
much
sugary.
More sugar than the Dunkin' Donuts. But make no mistake, it's sugar and dough and a lump in your stomach.
Yeah.
Wash it down with coffee or whatever you do. Has none of that stuff that's good for you. None of it.
I think I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts now.
Fun.
Show.
So now, there's a Dunkin'.
I'll text you, Kara.
Think about all of these places. Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Starbucks, Pete's. How many different coffee and donut joints are there that have national or certainly regional impact?
Tim Hortons, that's another big one.
Hortons, yeah, right.
Yep.
That is a big one. New York State. I think they started out in Buffalo someplace, but they're all over the place. And that's more of a, is that a quality gig? I think that's kind of like Starbucks.
I've never been, so I don't know, but I think it's kind of like a coffee donut shop, right?
Yeah. Well,
I think, weren't they the first ones, but like when you go into the stores, weren't they the first ones to have the Cronut?
I don't know.
Do you remember the Cronut? It's the croissant donut, the cronut. You know what a cronut is.
I know what a Kreller is, but I don't know what a...
No, the cronut was the biggest food item of the year in 2010 or 11.
Really?
Everything was the cronut. Oh, my God.
The cronut's everywhere. All right, as we're talking about food, the owner of Arby's buying Sonic drive-ins in a $2.3 billion deal. Who in the name of heaven thought the Sonic drive-ins would be worth that kind of dough?
That is the most disgusting food I've ever had.
Sonic drive-in is the greasiest.
It is disgusting.
Junkiest. Oh, my God. We sound like a couple of elitists, but it really is greasy, garbagey stuff. Parent company Inspire Brands says they're acquiring this as a unique brand and an ideal fit. They own Buffalo Wild Wings as well. There's another greasy... Oh, they still advertise though, right? Okay, so anyway.
Yeah. Hey, wings are good. Everybody loves Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yes, they do.
Every guy I know loves to go there for sports and wings.
Haven't we? We've had all of these on the air at one point in time or another. Certainly Arby's we have and Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know if we have Sonic Drive-In.
I don't understand how Arby's is able to buy. Like, who goes to Arby's
anymore? I know.
I don't even know where one is. There's one near my parents' house. And it's always empty. And the one time I've been there, I felt horrible afterwards. I thought I was going to die. So, I don't know. Sonic at least has kind of a shtick. Like, if they're on the way to the ocean, so I'll always stop at one on the way to Ocean City. Their food
is
not that great either.
Yeah.
But everyone goes for, like, the milkshakes and stuff like that.
The only one I've seen with regularity is one on Sunset, not far, actually, now that I think about it, from the Scientology offices on Sunset Boulevard at the far end on the east side of Los Angeles. That's the only one I can remember seeing for a long time. It used to be one in Boston on Huntington Avenue.
I think their shtick is like kind of to be like a throwback of, you know, when
Sonic is?
Yeah, like with the roller skates and the drive-in.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
It's the fourth largest burger chain in the U.S. Who knew that? Acquisition signals a changing climate for the so-called casual dining industry. I don't know how. It's very casual. Some of the chains are, there's too many of them, actually. And so now Sonic will be operating independently, so they say. But you'll see probably some changes. They have 3,600 stores around the country.
Where are all of them?
Yeah, where are they?
Are they down south, maybe? Yeah, mid-south. Yeah, next to the Waffle House. So, this is 8,000 restaurants this company has, $12 billion in sales a year. Good Lord. That's a lot of hamburger and junk food. Unga bunga. 45 pounds. Listen, we do sound like a bunch of elitists, but this stuff's not good for you. Come on, folks. It tastes good. All that grease is fun once in a while, but oy, oy, oy. And when you put on the pounds, so I better come along and help you out. Losing weight, losing those pounds, a priority for people who spend too much time at the Sonic Drive-In or Arby's or some of those other joints. So if you want to take some pounds off, here's the way to do it. Using Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the secret. It really isn't a secret. I'm trying to get everybody to understand how it is the best choice, number one choice as far as healthy weight loss is concerned. And there are other benefits, too, besides losing the weight. Joint support, the things that are necessarily supported by collagen, which is the number one building block of your body. It's the protein that muscle comes from. That's why you got a lot of muscle maybe if you work at it when you're in your teens, 20s, and 30s, and then it starts to dissipate unless you work at it. Some people have different supplementation for keeping their muscles strong and workable, big, if that's what you desire. The body is 20% collagen. So get back to your roots with Calitrin and collagen together. The peptides in Calitrin are proven effective in maintaining weight. So you lose the weight and you maintain that weight. Take four Calitrins before you go to bed and call me in the morning and you'll have lost a little bit of weight. You lose it gradually. You're not going to lose 30 pounds in a month, but you are going to lose it and keep it off. That's the secret. That's the goodness. That's why I tell you to go to toploss.com, toploss.com. That's the website. Can't get this stuff in the store. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You'll save 7% on whatever you buy. Plus, after you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. That's Calitrin. Losing weight the safe, effective, honest, natural way. Toploss.com. DJV the code for the 10% off deal.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, just for the record, Bill Cosby's publicist is saying things like they persecuted Jesus and look what happened, referencing his client's prison sentence. Yeah.
Now Bill Cosby is Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't take it anymore.
That ain't going to work. That's not going too far. Here's the story of a teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida, who's probably listening to this program right now on either WTTB or WMEL. According to the local newspaper, a lot of students had a problem with this woman. She was fired, she says, for refusing to give students partial credit for work they didn't turn in to her. Students not handing in a notebook project, this lady named Diana Tirado, 8th grade history teacher, gave them a zero for the grade. According to the teacher, she was let go because the school's no-zero policy included student and parent handbook. You can look in there, and the student handbook says you can't give out a zero. And she said, what if they don't turn it in? We give them a 50? No, we don't, she said. Anyway, so she was on probation, having just been hired this year. So gonzo for giving people zeros. I used to give people zeros and flunk them all the time when
you
I was teaching
loved
English.
It.
I didn't love it, but it wasn't something I was afraid to do. I got a reputation as being a hard ass, but that's, you know, more. It's necessary. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
From Olivia Newton-John, and wish her the best in her continuing problem with cancer. She's got that great, bright voice, and it was no better highlighted than in the movie Grease, which is what we start movie moments with today. Chuck Curry is joining us with a story connected to Grease in some way, shape, or form. Chucker, it's always a mystery, but we love those mysteries.
Olivia Newton-John's birthday today, Doug, 70 years old.
Wow, my heavens.
Woo. I didn't realize she's 70. John Travolta's 64. So when they made Grease in 1978, she was actually 30 years old. He was 24. I never knew that.
No. Well, there you go. It's a good thing you did the research, Chucker.
And the reason she got that role, he had some clout coming out of the Saturday Night Fever and when he was cast in Grease. So he had some creative control over that property and influence. He actually picked the director. His name was Randall Reiser, and actually advocated for her playing the lead role of Sandy, despite the fact she had really no acting experience. Yeah. I don't know how he knew her, but and they went to
good taste. He knew his way around. He was picked the right director and the right co-star. That was good.
Yep.
All right.
They wound up doing another movie together. Do you remember what it was?
Grease 2.
No. It was a movie that came out at Christmas time a few years later. It was called Two of a Kind. It wasn't a very good film, but they both looked really good, and she sang some really good songs.
Yeah, she's got a nice voice, very pleasant, sweet lady. Hopefully she'll do okay.
I agree.
She continues to battle with her problems. All right, in a moment, the trailer for Fantastic Beasts. I want to know if Chucker has seen it. I want to know the story behind the story right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon.
As summer winds down, Cheetos is turning up the heat with the Flamin' Hot Spot, a second installation of the limited-time restaurant experience, this time around opening in Los Angeles and featuring Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Cheetos turned to renowned chef Roy Choi this year to create the one-of-a-kind menu.
I love experimenting with intense flavor and have been impressed by the unique recipes the Cheetos fans have created over the years, like Flamin' Hot Bagels and Macaroons. I'm a Cheetos fan myself, so we were excited to create a Flamin' Hot menu inspired by some of my favorite dishes.
The Flamin' Hot Spot will be seating guests in L.A. from September 18th through 20th, but Cheetos fans across the country will also have the chance to experience the Flamin' Hot goodness at home.
Fans who can't make it to L.A. can cook up the Flamin' Hot dishes at home. The easy-to-follow recipes will be available on CheetosFlaminHotSpot.com.
For more information about the Flamin' Hot Spot, visit CheetosFlaminHotSpot.com.
Hi, Chucker. So the buzz, we have a lot of buzz on a lot of movies coming out. What do you hear about the Fantastic Beasts: Crime of Grindelwald that's out now?
It's the Harry Potter spin-off film. I don't hear much. I mean, obviously it's going to do big business when it opens in theaters. When's it coming out? November, December?
I would guess it's a Christmas movie, yeah.
I'm in the minority. I can't say I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan, and my 12-and-a-half-year-old daughter really it does not really even watch Harry Potter. She's way too busy watching The Walking Dead. So, yeah. You know, just, we don't have time.
I guess.
I think she's too young. She missed the Harry Potter phenomenon.
You want to hear Buzz? You want to hear Buzz? The new Halloween movie, which brings back Jamie Lee Curtis, which opens on October 19th, it's tracking upwards of an $85 million opening weekend.
Good God.
On a $10 million budget, that would be a massive, massive opening weekend.
That open?
It's anywhere near that, mid-October.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm betting that she's got a back door to that. If they only spent $10 million to make that movie, she's got to have a back door.
You're probably right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the kind of money people will spend. I want to know what you're wearing as a costume for Halloween, Chucker.
I usually do dress as Michael Myers. That is accurate.
Do you really?
From Halloween. Okay. Yeah, I do.
Myers. Michael Myers movie, by the way, the one that's out now has done stinko, right? What's the problem?
Which one?
Not Myers. You know what? I was thinking Michael Moore. Sorry.
I think in that case, like anybody else who makes movies or is a star, I think his audience simply outgrew him. I just think the audience that was there for Fahrenheit 9/11, which was like 20 years ago, it simply isn't there anymore. And he just never recreated a new audience for this film. So it's just one of those things. I just want to point out, Victoria sent me an article on Dan Fogelman, who directed the movie Life Itself, which I panned on this show a week ago, saying he doesn't understand the critical backlash to the film. I do find it interesting, people who make movies, what they see in the editing room, what they like, where if it's not embraced by the audience, how they feel at weekend of its release. But I still stand by my word that the movie is simply awful.
All right. Good for you, Chucker.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.